Let's have a podcast episode, shall we? Let's have a podcast episode. It's the boy, J.A. on the motherfucking mic, but it ain't really a mic. It's my phone. I hope I don't sound so different, but I'm traveling and I don't travel with my microphone. I miss grabbing that thing, man. It's like, it makes me feel powerful, you know? You know when you grab the mic? How do you feel when you grab a microphone? I used to be scared as shit, man. You know that moment when you gotta talk in public and they give you the mic? It's like, ooh! Second biggest fear after dying is public speaking. That's why you should start a podcast. Get your fucking voice out there. Do you have a desire to speak? Let's start there. Do you have a desire to speak? Or are you a listener? It's okay if you're a listener. It's all right. You know, we need listeners. And we need speakers. But the problem is when you're a listener and you know there's a desire in you to speak more and to talk and you're not following up on that shit, that's a coward. And you need to call yourself the fuck out. And that's why I started a podcast. And that's why I joined a Toastmasters club. And that's why when someone needed to like say something, can anyone get up here and I'll do it, because that's how we grow. And that's just a little intro for you today, my friends. Just wanted to give you an update of where I'm at. I'm in southwest of Virginia. I just finished a 15-mile bike ride. Got a cup of water in my hand. I'm in somewhere in the mountain. I found this cafe, and yeah, went on this cool trail. Took like almost 2 hours. And gonna eat a sandwich right now, a little turkey sandwich. And I'm just strolling, man. I'm just strolling through the mountains. I got a rental car from Miami, took a one-way trip up here. I got grandparents up here, said what's up to them, brought my bike with me, and I'm just going on trails. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, you see me there doing my thing. Just fucking living life, man. I don't know what's gonna happen next, but I was in Miami for a long time and I was like, you know what, I need to get out, take a little trip. And I've talked about this on podcast episodes before, the inkling and the itch. When it's there, you need to follow it. If money wasn't an issue, you would do it, okay? You would do it too. Now, I'm not saying money's not an issue for me. It's just, guys, when you want something, you fucking make it work and you don't let nothing hold you back. All right, and that's what I'm trying to do with my life and creating a life where I can work online and travel and do my thing. And it's fucking hard sometimes, but it's worth it and I love it. So just here at this cafe, I want to give you an update about what's happening with my life and where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I want to bring you a small little message and keep this episode short because there is some background noise. It's not really my like zone, you know. I like to be quiet in my chair drinking mate, like very contemplative in my nature, but kind of like in the wilderness right now. But hey, it's a good switch up. But here's the message I want to give for you today. Are you ready? Man, I was on the bike ride and I just had this moment, and I like to listen to music sometimes. I like to be in the stillness and the quietness, but sometimes I like to listen to music when I ride a bike. And there's something about listening to like good tunes. So I listen to like acoustics, like guitars, and like just like probably, I guess it'd be qualified as like soft rock or I don't know, some shit like that. Contemporary, I don't know, whatever the name is. But Dave Matthews Band is my jam. Like, I love Dave. If anyone likes Dave Matthews Band. But that's like my kind of jam when I'm strolling through southwestern Virginia on a bicycle, not really knowing where I'm going. That's like, I want to listen to that. So I'm like jiving, I got my AirPods on, and I'm on this trail, and it's cloudy, and I'm going through these, like, I don't know what they are, creeks, lakes, through the mountains. You know, there's some horses, some cows, and as I'm strolling and as I'm riding, I just have this soft, quiet peace that comes over me and lets me know that all is well. And it's like, because here's the thing, like maybe you've had these moments before. There's do you ever feel like when you live life, like there's always something that needs to get done, or there's always something wrong, or there's always something that's like not right? And have you ever heard people say like, well, there's always something, maybe you say that, there's always something, You know what I mean? Like those lines we have, like, oh, if it's not this thing, it's another. It's like, and I know it's like a quiet confession of the heart that we all sort of self-proclaim in the midst of living, but there's a truth there that's actually blocking our inner joy and happiness. And it's this narrative that, like, things aren't well, and there's work and money that needs to be made, and there's this struggle that needs to be overcome, and there's this goal we have, and like all these like narratives that we put in our lives of what it means to be human and function in this world. And when I was on this bicycle, not knowing exactly where I'm at, where I'm going, I had this quiet peace overtake me through the music, through the wind, through the air, through the trees, through the breeze, through my breath, through my wheels. And I just felt this quiet peace tell me that all is well. And the thing with the line, the beautiful line, all is well, is because even if things aren't well, all is well. And that's the deep truth, and that's the deeper meaning of life, that the storm is never going to go away. But the peace within you, that is under your control. This is a common truth, but it's like so pushed to the side. And we keep coming back to the narrative that one day things will be all right, and one day I'll have the joy, and one day everything will be good, and one day I'll have enough money, and one day I'll be loved, and one day everything will be right, and one day. And it's like you keep that idea in your head of having to get somewhere. And then when you get there, you form a new contraption you got to get through. And then you get there and you form a new contraption you got to get through. And you'll keep doing that well into your 60s and 70s and 80s. I've observed people that are miserable at 80 years old. I've observed people at 70, at 60, at 50. They're miserable. Age and time and accomplishments and goals and money won't change what's inside. Like, it's the inner peace. It's the quietness. It's the phrase and the truth behind the phrase that all is well, even if it isn't. Even if it isn't. You keep looking for exterior results. You keep looking for exterior accomplishments. And I'm not against them. I mean, I'm a fucking coach. I'm all for the results. But you can get the results and still feel fucking bad and miserable and sad. It's like it's not enough, and you need more, and you need more. And I had this quiet peace come over me. And then I realized, like, oh, I'm supposed to feel like this more often. That's actually what I'm supposed to feel like every day, probably. And like, yet I'll get a wind of that. I'll get a feeling like that every couple of weeks, you know, every few weeks, a couple of times a month. Like, oh man, what a sad world. And when I was riding bike, I told myself, I need to feel like this more often. And do I have to be on this bicycle, like riding through these mountains to get to this place of like, no. What if I felt it under the most like stress I would assume I could have, and I still felt this good? What if that was a goal? And I just let go of so much of the exterior things, you know? So much of what we quantify as joy and happiness, what society in the world says that's what makes a man happy. What if it was an inner thing that had nothing to do with that stuff? And that whether things were in the light and beautiful and fruitful and successful, or whether things were falling apart and someone dies and you get bad news, that in the midst of it all, there was this quiet, quiet peace that overtook you that said, no matter what's happening here, all is well. Man, that'd be a good way to live. That'd be a hopeful way to live. That'd be a fruitful way to live. That would be real success. That would be real accomplishment. That would be way worth more than monetary value. At least I think so. So that's my message, guys, is wherever you're at, whatever you're going through in life, whether it's the high, whether it's the low, would you get to know the quiet voice that's probably overtaken you at different points of your life, whether you're in nature or doing something, or long car rides or long bike rides or beaches and sunsets and sunrise, there's this voice that comes to us. There's this presence, this peace that overtakes us and lets us know, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what we have or where we're at or who we're with, it's like this peace that comes over us and says, all is well. And that's the peace that I want you to tap into more fucking often. It shouldn't be something that comes every once in a while. It should be something you experience every day. May that be the narrative of your life. More peace, more inner peace, more words of affirmation that say all is well, more joy. Let that be the true measure of accomplishment and worth. Inner peace above everything. You know what it is to have great success, right? And still feel like shit. You know what it is to have a lot of things and people look at you and think, oh, that must be nice. And you're like dying inside. Do you know, have you ever been in a phase like that? Yeah. Well, that exposes the lie that somehow if I have more, do more, get more, that equates to more joy. That's not the game. You ever been flat on your face and felt like you had the world in your hands still? Yeah. Yeah, you've ever been so broken that you're just like, fuck this, man. And then you just had nothing to lose, right? Ah, life, man. Life. Such is life. Anyways, guys, I stepped outside the cafe and my turkey sandwich is probably ready. I just walked outside and got on the phone. So that lady's probably looking for me like, what the fuck? This guy didn't even... Yeah, so I'm going to walk back in there and eat my turkey sandwich, and I'm going to let you get back to your life, but thank you for listening to this podcast episode. It was supposed to be a short one, but damn, it's been like a week, man. I was feeling it. All right, guys, lots of love to you, and would you listen to the voice that I'm listening to? Would you listen to the song that I'm listening to? All is well.